Sit back, relax, you got nothing to lose. What do you think I'm about to show you? The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Deadly.
Show me a movie, you can say it again. Just wait till you see what I did at the end. The female of the species is more deadly than a male.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to More Deadly, the Director's Cut, where we speak with the women-identified directors who are making the horror films we love oh so much. More Deadly is a trans-inclusive podcast where we celebrate the work of cis and trans women, as well as non-binary filmmakers who are comfortable being included in a space that centers the work of women. Joining me today on this exciting day, first of all, I'm Rachel, your co-host, and joining me today is my spectral roommate. It is the one and only Ariel.
Hello.
God, I'm off 1 week and I'm so rusty.
Coming apart. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having my back and helping me out. Last week, Ariel was such a champ, you guys. We were all set. We were ready to go. I made the feed. And then I had this full meltdown about not being able to like get my shit together.
Fair.
And I had a flight at like 4 a.m. and I was just panicking. Yeah. And I was like, Ariel, please help. And you were a freaking champ. So thank you so, so much. You are my
first.
It's
roommate. Always nice to have Casey on. And so it was a lot of fun, especially because he actually liked the movie like I did.
So I didn't totally listen to the review yet because I haven't had a chance to watch the movie. So I don't want to spoil it for myself until.
No, I mean, like we had a few complaints about. Right. Especially just because it's like so lore heavy, but not all of it's like super explained well. But.
Okay.
We both had a lot of fun watching it, and so it was a fun experience to talk about. Plus, his daughter is, like, the same age as my niece, and so she knows all, like, the backstory and the lore and everything, and she was, like, telling him stuff about it, too, so he knew more than most people. So it was a good conversation, I think, hopefully.
Okay. I'm relieved and excited because I haven't listened yet, and you did record BGH along with them as well. Yeah. I talked to John because I saw John this week in New York, and he was not a fan of that movie.
He was not a fan. Neither was Eric.
Yes. And so the only person I've spoken to that has seen the movie so far is him. And I was like, oh, no. No. So I'm very
relieved.
You're
like, Ariel's going to Siskel out and I'm not going to be there to balance things out.
Correct. I was a little nervous. So, okay. I'm hugely relieved and my excitement has been reignited for this movie so that I'm definitely treating myself to a watch of that this week.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay, good. All right. Well, anyway, so yes, thank you to you. Thank you to Casey for stepping in and being just like a total bro and helping us out. What else has been new with you? Anything exciting happening in your side of the world?
No. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I've been so busy and my life has been dreadfully boring. So I don't have anything interesting for you.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, I left the Bermuda Triangle and everything's normal here. So it's not very good podcast fodder.
I know. I need you back. And like, I really was like, I don't care where you move. I know you're going to bring the crazy with you. And like, to some degree you have, like, I do think some weird stuff has happened to you. Like the fact that you're practically cohabitating with a sister wife is weird, is weird, but it's not, I miss the cult. I miss the raccoons. I miss the like naked people everywhere. It's just not the same. We got to get you out of Normcore, Utah, man.
Agreed. Yeah.
Although I don't have a lot of hope that. Is Montana weirder? I don't know.
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't spent any time there since I was a teenager. It definitely didn't feel weird then, mm-hmm. but you never know.
All right. Well, fingers crossed for kookiness. let's see. I went to New York, which was really fun. I got to see our good friends, John and Eric, and we got to go have a drink. We had like fancy drinks together. I saw my buddy DJ, who, if you listen to the Cast of Call podcast, was my host on there. He and I and his wonderful, beautiful wife got together and we got to adventure around New York together. And one of the things we got to do is I have now seen Bill and Ted in person. We went and saw Waiting for Godot on Broadway.
That's so cool.
It was really fun. They do a couple little nods to the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's fun.
So that was a lot of fun. I also went to the Comedy Cellar, which if you are a citizen of TikTok and or Reels, if you're a grandma like me, like you've probably seen like crowd work from the Comedy Cellar.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that was super fun. Like I got us tickets for the 11:30 showing because it was always available. So grandma was out late, but I was like, it's okay. It's what I'm a West Coast time. It's like 8:30 for me. It's fine. I'll be fine. And it'll be over by like 12:30, right? No, girl. It went till 2 in the morning. I was taking
Holy
the subway
shit,
home
that's so
at 2
late
in the morning.
For you.
It was.
I'm proud of you for doing that.
I mean, when in New York, right? You know? but it was super fun. There was like, there's a lineup of, like, it's not just one person. It's like a whole bunch of people come in and do a set. And then there's like people who surprise you and pop up. So like halfway through, like Michael Che did 10 minutes. Which was fun.
Are you serious? That's
yeah.
so cool.
Yeah. And then Dave Attell closed.
What?
So, yeah. I mean, he was
the insomnia guy?
I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't used to watch that show?
I don't know. I mean, I knew who Dave Attell was, but I don't know if okay. I knew him from Insomnia specifically. I just remember his stand-up comedy.
That's really fun, though. Were you worried at all with, like, the level of crowd work that somebody was going to make you talk?
Oh, I was sitting towards the back, so I wasn't. Smart. But to be honest, it's a true drink minimum, and I had come from having drinks with Eric and John, and I had been drinking at the show. I had been drinking since about 2 in the afternoon.
Oh wow.
So I was fine, but I was just like, I was tipsy enough that I would have been like, I can banter with professional comedians. I'm hilarious. You know, like, and so it's probably yeah. for the best. They were like, put this drunk bitch at the back. But it was really, really fun. Every time I go to New York, I just want to move there. I love yeah. it. I love it. I love it. I love it. But
oh, I'm so glad you had a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm back. I'm back. I'm ready for Christmas. I'm ready for our year end. Like, let's take a minute right here off the top to plug. We've got a couple. We kind of sorted this out before the show, how we're going to handle this. Talk about our plans for the year end. Plug the show. Do all the stuff, Ariel.
Oh, okay. Sure. So every year we do a year end review episode with our fellow zombie girls. Matilda and Sarah join us. We do a collective like top 10 list. We talk about like all the best movies of the year. It's really fun. This year we're doing it as a live show though. So you can come and watch us live on
December 28th, and it will start at about 5 p.m. Pacific.
Yes.
And you don't want to miss it because, yes, Matilda and Sarah will be there. We may have some other guests popping in to say hi, and it would mean the world to us if you joined us as well because we love audience participation. We love you guys so much. We would love to hear more from you, so please do pop in. I think Jody's even threatening to make an appearance. I think probably, I don't know about on camera, but she'll be there. And so it really will
she'll
be like
in the comments. Yeah.
Yes. It really will feel like the gang is back together. So we'd love for you to join us. Now, that being said, we're not giving the ladies short shrift, are we, Ariel?
We are not. Well, one, they will definitely have space on our top 10 list.
Come on. The number one movie is definitely, yes. We know what the number one movie is going to
exactly.
be.
Exactly. Yeah, you and I are of one mind on this.
And we're going to try to break this curve on every single show that lets us participate.
I know, right? It's the new tradition.
Indeed.
Yeah, but we are also going to do a More Deadly mini episode where we're going to do an all-woman directed top 10 list. So stay tuned for that. That'll be next week.
Yes. Yep. So you get double year-enders from us this year. So you definitely want to hang out. All right. Well, but we're not doing that today. That's not the plan for today. We have another plan for today. This week, it is one of my favorite things in the whole world, which is getting the opportunity to chat with women filmmakers working in horror and making the spooky movies that make us so, so happy. And that's true this time as well. Today, we're going to be chatting with Kayla Jeunesse, the director of The Occupant of the Room, which is a new movie on Shudder. If you haven't seen it, it's part of the Haunted Season series. So get in there, get on Shudder, and give it a look-see. For those who may be here for the first time, like just the big Kayla heads out there that have followed her to this show.
Yes.
How do we handle spoilers on More Deadly, the Director's Cut?
All right. So on Director's Cut episodes, we do our best to avoid spoilers, but we do touch on some things about the film in the interview that could be considered like light spoilers. So proceed with caution or do yourself a favor. This one's short. It's on Shudder. Just go watch it first and come back.
That's right. All right, great. So let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to give you a synopsis. We're going to give our review. Ariel's going to tell us a little bit about the filmmaker and the making of this movie, and we'll get into that interview. And we're back. All right, so Ariel, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the occupant in the room. Sound good?
Yeah.
Hey folks, Rachel here. Thanks so much for listening to this preview episode of More Deadly. If you want to hear the rest of this episode, good news, you can. There are a couple of ways that you can hear the full episode right now. First, you can subscribe to the More Deadly podcast for free wherever it is that you get your pods. Or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/zombiegirls to get the episodes ad-free plus all the other Patreon goodies. Thanks so much for listening.